Hello, 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 everyone. How you been? Where you been? What you been up to? This is Preston Baker, Capital City Podcast. We're back with a new episode. And I know it's been a minute. It's been a while. We've been making some new developments, trying to merge all of our ideas and business entities together. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. And I got some information for you, you know, some business ideas, some strategies that I've been talking about amongst some different clients that we've had in the past. And so in the meantime, let's get ready. Let's get going. Let's make it happen. All right, we're back. We're back. So before we start, I want to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing. So I got to give it up a little bit, go backwards a little bit. So, you know, Capital City Podcast was designed to really help with different business strategies, talk business, inspire entrepreneurship, and then all those things, right? But at the same time, you're doing other projects, you're working other projects. You know, myself also business consulting, working with multiple businesses. You get sidetracked, and then also taking in an elected role. Yes, I said it. Elected role, was elected for a local party position. We're not going to get into that. But in that, what happens is you start to spread yourself a little bit then as you're doing some things. So what we developed, what did we develop? We developed a news media outlet called SCQ News, right? I mean, this is all under the banner of LegacyFirst.org, which is our home company. LegacyFirst.org LLC is our home company, where, you know, it's Capital City Podcast, Our State of Emergency, Moguls Connect, SCQ News, and then we have our clients that we work with, right? So we created this SCQ News to be a platform where we can pivot and put all these different things together. And in doing so, we will be migrating the Capital City Podcast over to SCQ News along with the other podcasts to bring them all into one family under the SCQ News banner, which is also under the LegacyFirst.org banner. So that's kind of the idea of what we decided to do. And so you're going to see some different voices. You're going to hear some different voices on Capital City. You're going to hear my voice as well here and there. But we're going to be going down and we're going to be exploring different talents to take these projects and ideas to the next level. We want to bring you something that's authentic, something that's new, that's engaging, that's real, right? So that, with that said, you know, over the last year, I've learned a lot, right? I learned quite a bit. And I, like, you know me, I'm not a person that keeps things to myself. I kind of like to share the information. I share the good news, right? And I share things. And one thing I learned is, when we're in business, right, and you know, you're working with different clients, depending on the clients, you have to really identify the relationship that you're building with the client, and if it's going to be productive, if it's going to help you now in the near future, if it's helping you grow, helping you develop your skill set, right? No matter what it is, if you're a marketing person or whatever kind of business person you are. And I'm talking about the people that provide services to businesses, right? Like, these are the people I'm talking to in this instance. You know, I'm going to talk to the general entrepreneur in a little bit, because there's so many ways you can go in entrepreneurship. It's not a one-way deal. There's nothing one way about entrepreneurship. But there's a lot of businesses that follow us, that connect with us, that are in the marketing, in the consulting. They're into all of these services providers for entrepreneurs, for small businesses, for medium-sized companies. And what I wanted to kind of put in there is because I learned after dealing with certain clients, you know, you realize you build relationships with these clients over a time period. So if you work with a client for 3 months, 6 months, even a year, like some clients we have, you develop relationships and you develop working relationships and you start to understand the client a little bit better and how the relationship can grow. But there also comes a point where you realize that, and you have to be okay with it. You know, sometimes we get caught up in making money and not realizing if it's actually hurting us in the long run, right? So you have to be okay with letting a client move on. And I think that has been a lesson that I've learned over the last year and a half, is being okay with realizing, like, okay, we've gotten to a plateau where there's no more, there's nothing else I can help you with because you're no longer hearing me, right? So sometimes you know, in the consulting, we do some marketing, we do different things, we strategize on launches and things like that. And a lot of it is tried and tested, and a lot of experimental. It's all based around data, analytics, and studying, right? So a lot of times we put in the work for these clients, right? We're putting in the work, the background work, to get where we need to go to really strategize and be to help that client have the most success we can possibly help them. You know, you can't guarantee anything, but you can do the best of what you know how to do, and hopefully it meshes with everybody that's on that client's team and it works out to be a success, right? So I had some couple of ideas, and I'm not going to put anybody's name out there, but I had some clients that I did work with, and I worked with quite a few who, you know, you're giving ideas and strategies to, right? Like, you sit down, you analyze data, and you say, this is what will help you expand your brand, right? And this is what you need right now. This is, you know, maybe you're looking for this, or maybe you're looking for this, but this will help you where you are right now get to here. And this is just based on information we're seeing, trending information, just know, learning your avatar and these things of that nature, right? And at the beginning, it is success rate, right? There's the success, and they're saying, oh, wow, that helped, and this did this, and this did this, and you're golden. But then the client starts to think they know what you know, and they know what you're doing. And then that becomes where it's kind of like we have to recalibrate and say, okay, this is the next step, because we're always constantly going back, looking at the research and the data. But sometimes they've been with you, and they feel like they may know a little more. And sometimes you have to put a pause on that for a minute, because there comes a point where they're not valuing your information anymore, right? They may not value it as much. And it's not every client. Some clients I work with, they see the growth. They continually come to us for assistance to help them with what they're doing. And then, but there's some clients, you know, the entrepreneur spirit, you know, has this independency that I can do it myself. And, you know, for you to be a successful entrepreneur, you can learn, you have to learn to leverage others for success, leverage relationships, leverage your team, work with the team, build with the team, because there's no one in this history of the world has been successful doing things totally by themselves. There's always intricate interconnected parts to all of these success stories, right? Like, all the success stories you hear, there's connections, there's relationships, there's team, there's this. And sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get, you know, we have some form of success and we think we can do it ourselves. Or we look for, what happens is they start to look for people that can do it cheaper. You know, they, oh, well, this person does the same thing. I think I maximize the information that you can give and I can go to a cheaper route, which always, like I tell people, is not going to pan out, because there's a value in the skill set, right? There's a value in the skill set. You have people that's just learning. You have people that's in certain areas. And there's people that are like 10 times, their rates are like 10 times higher than mine because of their skill set. I may not be at their skill set level yet. But as I grow, my prices go up, because my value goes up, what I can provide goes up. And as should your business, right? Like, I think that's the whole thing. Like, in our business, that's how it should be, right? So the point I'm saying is that we have to be okay with removing ourselves from a situation, because there are going to be new opportunities, and we should always be fishing new leads and always be fishing for new clientele, building new relationships, because these relationships are not always going to be permanent. Some relationships you're going to have for 5 and 6 years, but you have to always look at it from the aspect of, you know, having what happens if this client decides not to renew the contract, not to renew the retainer. You know, I don't know how many of you consultants handle it. I do my contracts in time periods. You know, someone told me once, you know, you don't want to have to do a long-term contract, but I lock in on month-to-month contracts that last for 3 month periods at a time. If I've worked with the client longer, I'll do a 6 month period at a time. But I don't like to do more than that, because it's always time to reevaluate what the services are going to be provided. Because as you get, for example, if I'm launching a product and service and we have a 3 month contract gearing us all the way through this launch, Then there's after the launch services, which are totally different from what's in the contract in the first. So I like to always reevaluate, send out a new contract and connect, and it just reaffirms where we stand, what my role is, what their expectations of me are, and things of that nature. So, and you know, I just like to always be on point with these things. Contracts are very important. We'll talk about that in the future episodes. But that's my point. Just, you know, don't be relying on these particular clients that you already have, always looking for new leads, and always be ready to say, okay, you know what, we got to this part. Doesn't mean we can't do business in the future, but I feel like where we are right here, plateau, we're kind of standing still. Let's come back in a few months. You know, you said you have somebody you may work with that person, and then we'll see how that goes, right? So that's where I am with it. You know, that's something I learned over my time. I hope that you guys connected with that message, because, man, I tell you, it ain't easy when you have a strong relationship with somebody to let them go. And you have to be okay with it. You have to understand that the emotion tied behind capitalism and entrepreneurship cannot be there as much as you would like it to be. You know, we always grow a fondness for a person or a mission or organization, but if the main core is not correct, is not ready, then it's only going to make you look like what you're doing is not efficient, because they're holding back the pieces to make the success happen, right? And so you need that. You need everybody on board with your plan, your strategies. The communication has to be above board. And when it's no longer there, and it's no longer, you don't feel that you're valued, it's time to put a pause to the relationship. So I want to leave that with you guys today. Thank you for tapping into the Capital City Podcast. What I'm going to do is we are relaunching the SEQ News page. Right now there's some transitions. It should be up in a couple of days. Excuse me. It should be up in a couple of days. And you'll be able to see the vision behind it. You know, we're developing a news medium platform that we wanted to do just to talk about general news. We're going to have a business section in there. We're going to highlight some of the business owners. So stay tuned to that, because you're going to be looking out for information how to get highlighted. And we built the base through it, right? We built the base through it. We had to cut down the site, bring it back up. Excuse me, man. All on camera, all on video, all on audio. Coughing. But the whole idea of the show is that we're going to have shows. Some of the podcasts are going to be visual. Some will still be audio, like this podcast may go into the visual space. We're not sure yet, but they'll all be listed on the page, and people will be able to tap in and listen in also on there as well. So stay tuned, stay connected, and check us out. And if you personally need some business consulting, email us. Check out our website, legacyfirst.org. The main parent company who our podcast, SEQ News, our Mogul Connect community is connected through. And send us an email and we'll reach out to you. Info at legacyfirst.org. But you can go to the website, check us out, legacyfirst.org. And email us and someone will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And you can get a free consultation and we can see how we can help you to develop your strategies, grow your business, or launch your product. It could even be marketing. So until then, next time. Have a great day.